people, good people. Y'all know what it is. The Monarchery is back in the building. It's your boy Cool McCain, and I'm joined by the other half of that said Monarchery, as every week. It is the Playmaker in the building. What is up, Playmaker?
What's good? As we get started here today, you want the good news or the bad news first?
I always like the bad news first. Let's get that out of the way.
Bad news first. It has just came down about 30 minutes ago. Naomi will not be appearing on Monday Night Raw to defend her title against Io Sky. She is not medically cleared.
I did ask for the bad news first. So we won't be proceeding with caution. So what's the good news, sir?
Good news is, and Koo already knows this, but we can announce it here officially. You can officially now listen to Monster Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. As we officially have turned it into an audio podcast as well. So we are making moves here at Monarchs, okay? More moves to come. More moves to come. But we're just going step by step, making things happen.
And also, since we a little more good news to offset the bad news there.
I knew you weren't gonna like that Naomi news. I knew it.
So I like the Naomi character, what we're doing with it and all that. I like where everything is going. But first comment, we're gonna do that thing first. Yolanda says, hello, fellas, here and waiting. Thank you, Yolanda. We can always count on our loyal listeners and everything to be on, and even if we're a little late, be rocking with us, and we appreciate that because, you know, sometimes life happens, life be life. But ladies and gentlemen, we're at episode 96 tonight. That will put us 97, 98, 99, three episodes, right? Just want to throw the three fingers for you so y'all can count along with you. More episodes before episode 100. Lots always going on in the world of wrestling, but episode 100, we're going to celebrate Monarchs. So we're going to have some special guests on. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk a little wrestling, too. Don't get me wrong. But it'll be, you know, a little different from our normal episodes. But it's definitely an achievement for us. A lot of podcasts start, a lot of, you know, shows start and everything, and they make it 20 episodes, 30 episodes, 40, maybe 70. But once you hit 100, consistently, right, because we're not talking about, and this is no knock to other people who may have whatever situations and this happens, but we're not talking about 30 or 40 here, then 20 or 30 here, and then a couple of weeks off. Like, we've been here every week for the last 96 weeks with y'all talking wrestling. We've been talking AEW, NXT, and TNA. Now it used to be just NXT and TNA, but now it's pretty much one show. We've been talking WWE as a whole with you and doing some different things. And we appreciate everybody that listens, everybody that shares the show, everybody likes the show, all that good stuff, because, man, without y'all, there's no us. If we sit here talking to each other, we're not doing this, because we don't need to sit here and talk to each other for hour and a half, hour 45 minutes every week, right? We don't need to do that. So definitely appreciate everybody that tunes in. Y'all a major part of the show, because, like I said, ain't no show with no audience. But yeah, shout out to everybody, man. And shout out to Real Wise Radio. A lot of people watching us there. If you are listening to the show on anywhere else, including on Rumble, the replay on Rumble, because we are on Rumble as well. If you're listening anywhere, I would implore you, please go on over to @RealPlayCalls on YouTube. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe there. Play Call of Sports Talk. Your official home as of now for Monarchs Wrestling. And yeah, just, you know, help us out. Trying to grow the thing, get a lot of people watching. Continue to do what we do, man. And let's try to give y'all our honest rest of taste. They're not always what you want to hear. Hey, we always don't even what we, each other want to hear. But it's honest rest of taste. That's what it's all about.
I got a feeling that won't be the case tonight.
You never know, man. You never know.
This might be a week we might agree on the major topics tonight.
That could be scary, but it could happen. Probably means we're both wrong if we both agree on too much, because that's scary.
That ain't going to happen. We know that ain't going to happen.
Nah, we ain't going to both be wrong on too much.
You know, I have my weeks I got to go buy it, and until SummerSlam, it wasn't working.
In all fairness, though, man, SummerSlam was pretty.
SummerSlam was good.
Yeah, but it was pretty. You kind of knew what was going to happen. I'm not going to say, like.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you had a good idea. I'll say that. I can't say you definitely knew, but we had a good idea. But we passed that. And it's time to bang y'all. Let me stop there. Let me rephrase that before I go any further.
Actually, before you go there, I think that's a subject I think you may have some words for.
What's that?
Because I think I want to get this in out the way now.
Okay.
Now, I gave you the Naomi news, right? Mm-hmm. Well, as of sometime this past weekend, could have been Saturday or Sunday, Scarlett and Karrion Kross have been released from WWE.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ain't too much to say about that, man. Like, I expected that. They use them to put Sami Zayn over at the end, but he didn't really do anything for Sami Zayn. the fans like Karrion Kross. I hope he goes back to Killer Kross. A lot of people have said, oh, he should go to TNA. Here's my problem with that. That's a demotion at this point. To go from the main roster in WWE to TNA, that's a demotion. Because TNA is basically on the same level as WWE development NXT. So if I were him, I would go to AEW. But before I go to AEW, him and Scarlett should go on a tour and go to like MLW, New Japan, all the places they want to go. He wants to go wrestle people and kind of build his name back up on the independent circuit, and then sign with AEW like 6 months or so once they kind of recycling and getting rid of some people and bringing in new people, new storylines. That's what I would do if I were them, but I'm not surprised that they got let go. I mean, well, not necessarily,
but they didn't listen to the people.
They didn't resign them. Well, they listen to the people, but honestly, if I'm Karrion Kross and Scarlett, I'm telling them, don't resign me. I don't want to come back here. You don't use us. All you want to do is use us to put people over. You gave them a group with two people that you already fired, so you know they were going to get fired next. When their contract was over, they didn't even let them play out the contracts. AOP, the Office of Pain, they didn't even let them play out their contracts. They told them bye-bye in the middle of their contracts. We'll pay you to sit at home because we don't want you here.
All right. The other news I get to at the end of the show, because I think that would be appropriate at the end. But now we're going to jump into it. NXT. As we are building our way to Heat Wave, which will be August 24th. We'll see how this shapes up. But we open up in NXT with a match I think me and Kool were glued eye to the TV when you had Kalani Jordan on one side going against Blake Monroe on the other side.
Let's just say, like, if you watch if you watch Playmakers Shooting Lights Out, one thing you know is how I feel about the beauty from top to bottom that is on the Sparks, the LA Sparks. Let's just say this match, I put him at the same level, if not a little bit higher.
Unfortunately, the match ended in a count out victory for Miss Jordan because the other Jordan is hell bent on breaking Blake Monroe.
Blake Monroe did cause that.
She did.
She did cause it herself.
I would not argue on that.
Actions have consequences and repercussions.
But Jordan Grace is trying to end break my role.
Yes, she is.
Blake, stay away from her at all costs. Even though that's not going
to
happen.
That was not a wise move to make, Blake. That was not a wise move to make.
So one disappointing ending to a match, because Kalani Jo was not happy that she won by countout. The look on her face was like, really? This is how I have to win
a match? If I was Kalani, I'd be happy to take the win and keep it moving.
She's not happy about that.
Kalani Cakes, take that win, girl.
From one disappointing ending to a match that was like, okay, so Chase U talked their way into a tag team title match against Hank and Tank. Next. I was thinking the same thing. Hank and Tank retained, by the way. Like, what did Chase U do to even get a title match?
What did Hank and Tank do to... Never mind.
Do you want me going another rant about that?
That's why I just said never mind, because I'm trying to withhold things.
Lexus King and Miles Bourne went head to head. Miles Bourne is the rising star of NXT right now. And Lexus King is just... there.
I was just about to say, is it me or is he in a worse place than he was when he was in AEW?
He's just there. By me saying that, you already know who won.
Yep.
Matter of fact, Miles Bourne, football season's about to start. I better see you in the swamp this year. You want to rep Florida. Okay, this is where, cool, you need to help me out. Okay, you need to help me out. Then Haley ran up against Nia Jax. How did we get here?
We're getting a little bit of that, random star comes down to NXT to try to help them pump up ratings a little bit too much now. That's how we got here, sir.
Yeah, I know what happened. Now, don't get me wrong. Hell has some power in that small frame she has. But we're talking about Nia Jax here.
She's not like most girls.
And now we have a... All right, cool. Don't smile too hard when I say this, okay?
No promises.
So now we are setting up a big flush with meaty ladies rivalry between Ass Legend and Nia Jax.
And y'all can say what y'all want about Nia Jax. That's some thickness. Some thick cakes.
So you're going to get that rivalry in NXT.
I'm not going to be mad about it.
Yeah, just couldn't bring her up and do it on the main roster.
Of course not, sir. You know why Paul is not going to do that. Don't.
That might be the comments. That might be the comments you ever said, Paul.
It doesn't deserve for me to get upset with him today, because he just playing.
All right. So, the young OG, Javon Evans, came out to have a discussion. He came out to have a talk with the ruler, or should I say the NXT champion.
And Trick and A was in there, too.
Trick Williams decided to make his presence known as well. And to be quite honest with you, got made to look stupid by Javon Evans.
Yeah. Obafemi got interrupted by Trick and A, and then Javon Evans came out to throw out what he had to say.
And then from Cool's favorite NXT star to Cool's favorite TNA star shows up. Moose makes his appearance and puts Trick
Williams with the old music.
Puts Trick Williams on notice. He's coming for that title. So, my sister, you're going to get big meaty men match between Moose and Trick Williams coming up. Cool will give you more details on that when he talks TNA. Moose. That is actually taking place on a TNA show for once. Moose.
Are you ready? I like the old theme, bro. Like that joint's hard.
Well, don't blame me. April confirmed that we're going to get Jordan Grace and Blake Monroe at Heatwave.
As we should.
I will save my pick for that time.
As you should.
Les Legend and I just were still fighting. How ironic. Backstage. And then tomorrow night we get Joe Hendry versus Charlie Dempsey in a match. Charlie is just going down and down and down and down because he's not beating Joe Hendry. I'm gonna say that right now. There's no universe that has Charlie Dempsey beating Joe Hendry.
I feel that.
Stax had a one-on-one match with Nakamura. Stax beat Nakamura. And the bad part is Ariana Grace, I understand. Josh Bridge, you white. Help Stats win. I'm sorry, you know what I wanted to say, but I can't say it. We're a family program. But, to Josh Breeze's credit, I think he does better work as a heel. Would you agree?
Definitely better than the face. It wouldn't take much.
All right, we had a mess between Tatum Paxley and the women's North American champion Soturuka. Tatum Paxley is fitting in very nicely with the calling. I would admit that. I will admit that. But unfortunately, I'm a Soruko fan, so you getting your snow snatch works perfectly for me. Which was the main event, by the way. A very nice way to end an NXT show. Somebody getting a snow snatch. You can never go wrong with showing somebody getting a snow snatch, in my opinion. I don't know about him.
I don't disagree.
That's your NXT talk.
All right, so as we all know, keep up with TNA, we have Emergence. It's going to be happening on Friday night. So for that, we're going to just go through the card, pick the matches, keep it moving. There may be a match added because they do sometimes add something at the last minute. Maybe a match, not five or six matches, but a match. It's going to be the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Arena in Baltimore, Maryland. And let's get into it. So we're going to start off with our opening match, Ryan Nemeth versus the Hometown Man. Without his brother, Ryan Nemeth doesn't have a lot of motivation, a lot of care by fans. So I'm thinking the Hometown Man is going to actually win this match. It's a little gimmick they seem to be, TNA seems to have a little fondness for, so maybe he'll do something. What do you think, Playmaker? Who you got?
Can I get a double count out, Victor? Can I get a double count out?
I mean, you can just pass if you don't want to pick anybody.
I don't really don't care. Now, give me the Hometown Man, which is, it sounds stupid.
The Ryan Nemeth sounds
man.
Stupid too.
I'm all just right, saying so the Hometown Man. You're not even in the same city.
He's a Hometown Man in every city, sir.
Hometown Man.
It's ridiculous. It's silly, yo. All right. The next match is Callahan. If Sammy Callahan loses this match, he's going to retire. He's fighting Mike Santana.
Oh, he's retiring.
So if you believe Sammy Callahan is going to retire, then of course he'll lose. If you think he's going to continue wrestling, then he's not going to lose this match if he's going to continue in TNA. I don't see anything about his contract being up, so I think somehow by hook or crook he'll beat Mike Santana. Might be some interference from one Trick Williams and his boys, but I'm going to go Callahan in this one. Who you got?
Damn. I'm going Callahan.
I just don't see him retiring.
That's gave too reason. Much information.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been for me not seeing anything about him, his contract being up or anything, I would have picked him to lose. But the retirement aspect.
Mike Santana don't need to be losing right now, okay?
He can lose with outside interference, though. It wouldn't be a straight up match. It would be some shady business. I'd say some shady business. All right, we got a fatal four-way tag team match for the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championships. We have your champions, the Elegance brand, Cole Johnson's favorite tag team, Ash by Elegance and Heather by Elegance, with M by Elegance and the personal concierge. So they got a whole Elegance squad against the Inspiration, Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay, and against Lee Ying Lee and Zaya Brookside, and Fatal Influence consisting of Fallon Henry and Jasmine Nix. With JC Jane. I don't see Fatal Influence winning just because JC Jane already the champ, so I don't see them having all the belts from TNA. The Elegance brand has a decent chance to retain because for some reason they seem to care about them a little bit. But I'm going to go on a limb here because it's easy and lazy to pick the champions, and I'm going to say the Inspiration is going to win the match. Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay. They came back. Taking this, so I'm gonna go with the inspiration. Who you got, playmaker?
I'm gonna go with inspiration. I will do a DPS one, but I ain't gonna do it yet.
All right, then we have the TNA International Championships. It's a no disqualification match. Steve Macklin against Jake something. I'm going to be lazy here and go Steve Macklin. I don't see him losing the belt to Jake something.
Steve.
All right, then we got the TNA X Division Championship match. Leon Slater, who just beat Moose, against Cedric Alexander. My heart says Cedric Alexander. He's a hometown boy from around these parts in North Carolina.
Leon Slater.
But I am going with Playmaker and saying my mind says Leon Slater. Yes, we just won it. They don't have moves to do fast. All right. So now we have the Dust Championship match. I thought this was supposed to be the Dudley Boys, but apparently it's not the Dudley Boys. The World Tag Team Championship match. The Hardys, Matt and Jeff against Zachary Wentz and Trey Miguel.
The Hardys. When is Bound for Glory?
Oh, yeah, it's Bound for Glory when they're fighting them, yeah. So, yeah, they have to keep them so they can fight them, so they can fight Bound for Glory. It's the next pay-per-view after this. So, yeah, keep them for that. So, yeah, definitely going to Hardys. And then we have the hardest match for me to put. I'm going to have to let my co-host pick first. I need to for me to think about this. TNA World Championship, Trick and A Williams versus my boy Moose. Oh, my boy Trick, my boy Moose. Mm. Go ahead, playmaker.
A soul divided
in half, 50-50, not even 45. 50.
You know how they say a house divided and for cool is a soul divided. Oh, man. I ain't seen nothing in NXT that tells me that he's losing that title, even to Moose, even though I do think Moose should be the one to take it off of him. I ain't seen nothing in NXT that gave me a sign that he's losing that title.
I'm going to go with Trick keeping the title. Gosh, I want to go with Moose. But I'm going to go with Trick keeping the title as well. Not quite end of his run with the TNA Championship yet. Boy.
All right. Bound for Glory.
If we see
Bound for Glory is 2 months away.
Yeah. So it'll probably be the next one after this. So yeah, that is our picks and our preview of the
emergence.
I'm gonna stay with all my picks. Okay, all right, good people, we're gonna take a quick break here.
Yeah, we need a break because Koo is having a war inside of him right now.
We got a few quick comments first, and then we'll take a commercial break. So my man Benny Boone, my Eagles brethren, says, Monarchs of Wrestling, acknowledge me in my Roman Reigns voice. Laugh out loud. AP in the building. He says, what happened to Naomi? She's not cleared to fight tonight. I don't think it was any details, but she's definitely not cleared, AP. Definitely not cleared. My co-host might be doing some quick in-show research, but not sure exactly what happened. So Yolanda says, I can't see it. Still don't know how to watch TNA. Yolanda, you need to call your brother. Doesn't help you figure that out.
There's no, but they haven't listed a specific injury. They just said she's not medically cleared.
So there we go. Nothing specifically yet. But yeah.
I'm trying to think. They might be doing it as a storyline.
They might be. That's what I was thinking. Just to prolong it to the next PLE. Maybe make it a triple threat match. It seems like
again.
That seems to be the thing with her triple threat matches. So quick commercial break, y'all, and then we'll be back, and we're going to start with our legendary wrestler of the week after the commercial break.
Whether it's news, the largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant, weather, devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States, inspiration, a breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another... Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We will see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams. To return.
Lend me your ears. Or should I say, lend Playmaker your ears as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
All right, good people, we are back in the building, and as promised, we are going to get into our legendary wrestler of the week, and that is going to be one Alondra Blaze. Playmaker, take it away, my good man.
Alondra Blaze began her wrestling career in 1984. Up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, working the independent circuit. She wrestled in the American Wrestling Association, or the AWA. And guess who she feud with, Cool?
What did she feud with, sir?
Sherry Martel.
Like I didn't know that. Yep.
Yes, she during her time there, she won the women's championship there. She was called Medusa at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa Meisley. During her time there, she was a manager as well. She managed Mr. Perfect himself, Kurt Hennig. She led a stable called the Diamond Exchange that included one Diamond Dallas Page. She did a wrestling in Japan. It was called back then All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling. She spent a couple of years there. She had a match with Captain. She was in a mixed match Yeah. Hair versus hair mixed tag team match with one Cactus Jack. It's a lot of history going on here.
A whole lot.
Here's an interesting thing that people probably wouldn't know. I don't see if you knew this. She actually went to WCW first back in 91 to 93 before she made the move to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people might not have known that. She was in WCW in the early 90s, and where she helped Paul E. Dangerously. Who know who that is, dude? I want to see if anybody else know who that is.
Oh, yeah. That is who we now call Paul Heyman, the Oracle.
Form his Dangerous Alliance faction. Robert Roode Ballet. When she got done in 93, she made the move to World Wrestling Federation. And this is where you started to reminisce of one Alondra Blaze. She won the title in, what year was that? 95? When she won the title? You know, she won the title. That's when she infamously popped up on WCW programming with the title and trashed it. Shout out to Eric Bridgewater for coming up with that idea.
And she had it during a time where, like, she was a champion for a good minute, but she never really defended it, and she got tired of that. That's why she ended up throwing it in the trash and going back to WCW. They didn't feature women in.
She spent from 95 to 2001 with WCW before ultimately retiring from wrestling. In 2015, she was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame under the moniker Alondra Blaze. During that time, she was the commissioner of Japan's women promotion, World Wonder Ring Stardom. So, if you go back and look at all those great women matches that happened in Japan, Medusa had a hand in it, some form or fashion.
Yep.
Well, the reason why a lot of the women like wrestling in Japan.
Mm-hmm. One thing I say about Medusa / Alondra Blaze, she was always very easy on the eyes, which I say because it was a time where you didn't have a lot of women. So the ones you had were, you know, normally pretty attractive. They normally were valets and wrestlers, but they only wrestled every once in a while. They were normally valets. Medusa / Alondra Blaze was basically one of the ones that really could wrestle. And because the time that she was in her peak and performed, there wasn't a lot of focus on women like we have now. She didn't get the opportunity to have as many accolades as some other people had, or as many as she could have had, you know, just because of the time she wrestled. But this was a lady that could wrestle, had the full package, nice on the eyes, could wrestle, athletic, understood ring chemistry and all those things. So, you know, definitely somebody that we wanted to have on for one of our people because of just her impact.
And do you know what she was doing before she wrestled?
Please, that's my good man.
She was a monster truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, she won the co-championship in 2004 at Monster Jam World Finals for freestyling. Three-way tie, too.
Yeah, a lot of the people that we have or had that were wrestlers, if they didn't come up and just always wanted to be a wrestler, they did something else within the realm of what you would call sports. I mean, some people say monster truck driving is a sport. Some don't. If you've ever tried to drive a monster truck, you know it is a sport. It's difficult. It's not easy. But
I used to play about it when I was a kid. So
yeah, it's a lot of people that did something different, and it kind of helped them get out there and then get seen by whatever promotion they ended up with.
And another fun fact to the wrestling point to close it out. She won a title in WCW. Can you name what title that is?
What did she win in WCW? I want to say like the cruiserweight, because I don't think it was the women's. I think it was the cruiserweight that she won.
Gilku McCain, 2 points.
Dos puntitos.
See. The cruiserweight title. She is the only person, the only woman to win titles in both companies.
So that's crazy if you think about it.
Exactly. So you want to talk about people who blaze the trail? Alondra Blaze.
Alondra Blaze. What a play on words there, sir. I rocks with it. Yeah, man. The thing about our legendary wrestlers, we're trying to get people. Of course, they had a lot to do with, helping wrestlers get to its popularity. Obviously, if we have something like we had last time, we didn't do one last week, but the week before, where, you know, somebody's a big name, happens to pass, we might have to switch things up. But we can get some good people. Stay tuned with us.
Get any respect for man too.
Yeah, even for the one I don't like.
But yeah, Alondra Blaze, got to give you your flowers. I was even. Why are you still living? So yeah, that's your legendary wrestler of the week, Alondra Blaze.
Flip on over here. AEW, we're going to flip on over to AEW. And we're going to start. We had an interesting match between Speedball Mike Bailey and John Moxley, or Mox as he's now called. Sometimes you never know. But anyway, he got to take out his aggression. It was actually a pretty good match. There were some times where you thought that Bailey might win the match, but Moxley definitely did win the match. The most important thing out of this was that this ended up setting up John Moxley versus Darby Allin at Forbidden Door. It hasn't been officially done, but it's pretty clear it's going to be done. MJF, who now has a t-shirt that says MJF did nothing wrong, he opened the show talking trash about Hangman Adam Page and Mark Briscoe. He won the CMLL World Light Heavyweight Championship, so of course he had that. He bragged about that.
You say MJF had a shirt that said he did nothing wrong. Is that what you said?
Well, you got dragged away and put in a bag by Darby Allin. And that's where the setup came in, because on his forehead, he taped Forbidden Door in the body bag that he had him in and threw him out of his car.
Again, did you say MTF had a shirt on that said he did? Forehead. I
said it taped, it was stapled.
Did you say that MTF had a shirt on that said he did nothing wrong? TBS Championship
4-way qualifier match for Forbidden Door. Amanada and Sky Blue. Alex Windsor won the match. There's not a lot to say about that match. The main thing is that MJF did nothing wrong. It was a shirt he had at the end of the show, or near to the end of the show. He wasn't wearing it throughout the show, but he was wearing it at the end. That's what I said. Mercedes Moné arrived at the arena, mocked Rene Paquette, and then headed outside. Go ahead, sir.
MJF, you did nothing wrong? Please.
That's what the shirt said, sir. All right, Mercedes Moné arrived. She ended up doing a little something later, but we'll get to that. Alex Windsor was backstage with Tony Storm, and they almost sounded like sisters. It's really kind of interesting. The Don Callis family then had a huge celebration for Kyle Fletcher winning the league. Dustin Rhodes is going to have double knee replacement surgery. That may just be a storyline. I didn't get a chance to look into the injury and see if it's legit or just, you know, storyline to give him a break. But either way, he's got to be nearing the end of his career because the boy is, he's been wrestling for a long time. So they had a big celebration. Don Callis also had all three of Kazuchika Okada's belts, the two belts that formed one belt and the one belt. So I don't know what the purpose of that was, but he did that. Adam Copeland, or Cope as he wants to be called now, is going to be facing Stokely Hathaway in a match next week. And if FTR gets involved, they will be avoiding their restraining order that they have on Cope. All right, then we had a world tournament match, which I don't think you need a tournament for Eliminator. I think it should have just been a world tag team championship tournament match. You didn't need Eliminator in there, but whatever. Young Bucks versus Brodito. Brodito is Brody King and Bandito. They actually beat the Matt and Nick in what was probably the match of the night.
Interesting.
Swerve comes out, says he's going to beat Kazuchika Okada and become the undisputed champion or whatever, unified champion, whatever they're calling it. It's all the same thing. The biggest point of the night for me was when MJF was talking to Montel for MVP in the back. And he was saying that he's going to, that they don't need the rest of the Hurt Syndicate. Him and him can do it. And then, you know, MVP basically told him, look, man, I brought you in. I told you there's nothing but business. But you made it all about you. You made it personal. We told you this was a group, but you kind of made it personal and you're out. So he gave him a thumbs down too, put him out. So then MJF said, I understand Montel is this is nothing personal. We've known each other a long time. So here's where things got a little juicy. I know we normally talk about our moment of promo tonight at the end of the show. I know that my co-host has a different one. So that's why it makes it easier for me to just go ahead and do this one. MVP tells him, I hope you don't win the AEW championship. And he looks at him and says, why? And he says, because if you do, Bobby Lashley is going to be coming after you. And it's not going to be business. It's going to be personal. And you should have seen MJF's face. So then he had his MJF did nothing wrong t-shirt on at the end of the show. And they also told MJF that MVP also told him that their last act of kindness was they're not going to hurt him. They're just going to allow him to leave and allow him to continue to breathe. So I liked it. So yeah, it was a good match. MJF beat Mark Briscoe, which means that Hangman Page will be fighting MJF at Forbidden Door. and he doesn't have to use his championship, his version of Money in the Bank. He can just have a regular match and possibly win. So we'll see how that goes. Well, that's the main things from AEW. There's a couple more other things, but those are kind of your main points there. So kind of pop on those real quick. AEW, I will say this. I give them props just for the fact that they're putting a better product out there for us now. Right? There's still some people never going to watch again because, oh, blah, blah, this and blah, blah. It's cool. But I do feel like they're putting out a better overall product. They're giving us some storylines. They're building. They're doing all the things that we complained about before. It either feels like Tony Khan slowed down the powder or he hasn't increased his dosages yet. Ladies and gentlemen,
increases his
dosages. One of the two, man. One of the two. It's time for us to now move on to the main event. And some aspects.
Oof. People, wake up. Because we're going to WWE. It's finna get spicy. So we open up Monday Night Raw with the world champion, the new world heavyweight champion, Seth freaking Rollins. And gang. Does what he does. Talk to the crowd, all that good stuff. LA Knight interrupts. And LA Knight interrupts and has some words about what took place at Saturday night's main event. Challenged Seth Rollins to a match. Seth Rollins was like, no, walked away, and then Nyla Pierce hopped out. We had a different Nyla Pierce on Monday Night Raw, sir.
We did. We had different GMs all week.
And it was not the normal Adam Pearce on Monday nights. People? And Adam Pearce came out and said, well, you know, it's not usual. It's not how you put it. Can't think of the right word he used. But in the terms he was saying, it's not right for wrestlers just to make wrestling matches out of those. Just like it wasn't right for Seth Rollins to fake an injury to get the world title. And now the people's like, you know what? Since we're not doing what's normal, you will defend the World Heavyweight title against LA Knight in the main event. Okay, Adam Pearce. All right. We're not doing normal stuff. Let's see how this goes. So I'll get back to that. Sir, we had round three between Sheamus and Rusev. Don't get me wrong. These matches have been bangers. But how many times you going to watch the same two keep having banger matches before you get tired?
I can tell you do it by the third one because I was fatigued by this one, this whole situation.
And then make matters worse, they ended in a double countout.
And something that you've probably heard already from us this week in regards to WWE programming, they were fighting all over the building.
Kept fighting. Now that was the good part. It didn't stop. Like, we had a best day set with Sami Zayn, and he done been getting involved in it because they were still fighting. We had the new women's tag team champions making their way to the ring, and the brawl came right in front of them. That was the good thing about that. They just kept fighting. They wouldn't stop. Tell me why Grayson Waller is trying to cozy up to the New Day, and the New Day is not having it. And then he decided to get his butt kicked by Penta. Oh, and by the way, Austin Theory has been released. For anybody about to put in the chat what happened to Austin Theory.
Yeah, he got released. But he got hurt before he got released, I think.
He got released on his day off.
He's like, Craig. How you get fired on your day off?
What happened to us three, man? I don't know what to tell you. Speaking of the women's tag team champions, the Twisted Chips. And no, I'm not calling them the Lions of Convenience. The Twisted Chips wanted to celebrate Alexa Bliss' birthday. By the way, happy belated birthday, Alexa Bliss. Hope it was very memorable for you. By the way, seeing Charlotte being nice and friendly is kind of weird.
It's hilarious, too, though. You may hug the queen.
You love that part. Nice,
bro. Like, that's wild. That's her being nice. You may hug the queen.
Yeah, birthday cakes. She brought back the doll that Alexa Bliss made for her. Mm-hmm. When was that? I don't think we was doing the show when she did that.
I don't think so either, Charlie. And then I mean, she had the cake. It just had Alexa real small on the side. Congratulations. It had Alexa real small on the side.
Charlotte getting big letters and what's
talking about sharing. I didn't have it all for myself, see. Yeah. Alexa's face tells the whole
story. Oh no, trust me, the champs was having fun on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, they were. They did.
I will get more on SmackDown in a minute. But while the champs were trying to get their celebration going on, the former champs of the Judgment Day, Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez, decided to interrupt the proceedings. Which led to the rematch for the women's tag team titles.
And guess who won?
First title defense.
And half of the team is Charlotte Flair? Come on.
The Twisted Champions are still the Twisted Champions. Just saying. But we'll get back to the cake later. Because a certain person who deserved that cake actually got the cake. And I'm very happy to see it. But I'm going to give her credit to when we get there. Bruh, by the way, did I hear a You Deserve a Chance toward Charlotte Flair?
Yes,
if I'm going deaf, let me know.
Now you heard it.
You heard it, deserve it.
Did you have a tear in your eye when you heard it?
Man, I felt like Steve McSmith, man, wanting to grab a tissue. Right, guys, man. See, you brought him up first, so I might as well keep it going. You opened that door. I'm sorry.
I did.
But it is amazing how everybody has turned into Charlotte's favorite. I love it.
Oh, she does too. She loves it more than you do, sir. And that's saying a lot.
And by the way, whenever if she ever gets across to this, I was down for you since day one, like the Usos.
He was. I'm gonna back him up. He was down since that day one with you.
All right, so we had to have Dragon Lee go against Dom Mysterio. The only reason why this is a problem has nothing to do with Dominic Mysterio. It's because WWE has not done anything noteworthy, anything relevant, anything cordial with the LWO.
They did do my girl a favor and put her on another show and took her out.
But we lose Chad Gable, right? So we have to have a replacement for a Grande Americano, right? We saw the replacement. We know who it is, but we ain't gonna spoil the beans. Even though I'm pretty sure everybody know who it is. We ain't gonna spoil the beans. And, you know, it's okay, cool. Might be taller than the original Grande Americano, but we'll let it slide, right? There's two more of them. We up to three Grande Americanos. This is where I miss Pat McAfee right now.
Nothing against Pat McAfee.
But can you imagine Michael Cole going off the way he did, seeing three Americanos and Pat McAfee responding to Cole? He would have said something funny. I know for sure he would have said something funny. Three Americanos, really?
He would have said something like, I guess all three of them are Chad Gable, right, Michael Cole?
No, he didn't say that.
No, that's what he would have said.
Oh, Pat, he's my Pat. Like, see, Cole, there's no way all three of them is Chad Gable.
It would have been something crazy like that, for sure.
Dom Mysterio beat Dragon Lee. AJ Styles came out to let Dom know I'm not done with you.
They did.
Back to our World Heavyweight Championship match. LA Knight versus Seth freaking Rollins. LA Knight was handling business. So if the babyface is handling business over the world champion who has a faction,
you already know.
You know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The babyface is not allowed to win. So we just gonna call it a disqualification. But not the typical disqualification that you think. One CM Punk calls a disqualification. So if LA Knight and CM Punk cross paths tonight, I would love to hear that exchange.
Because LA Knight CM Punk should be back on SmackDown now.
Hmm?
Should be.
Because CM Punk, you cost LA Knight the world title. You cost LA Knight the world title. Not Bronson Reed, not Bron Breakker, not Paul Heyman. CM Punk did. But the beatdown is suit anyway. LA Knight got beat down. CM Punk got beat down. The tribal chief showed up and he got beat down. What is saying, baseball, three up, three down? That's pretty much what Seth Rollins and company did. LA Knight was first, CM Punk was second, and Roman Reigns was third. And yeah, Bronson Reed is still Roman, stop getting beat up and have this man steal your sneakers, bro.
That joint is wild, bro.
The tribal thief is what they call him, Bronson Reed.
Yes, it is.
You know how wild that is? The tribal thief. It doesn't offend me. That is wild.
It does entertain me. I'll admit that.
The Shula Follow.
It did say the Shula Follow.
The Shula Follow.
It's also wild work.
But I tell you. Things that they come up with these days, but. But that was Raw. Let's go over SmackDown. The old John Cena is back, cool. The colors are back. The run to the ring is back. The salute is back.
But you know what? I didn't see him. I couldn't.
I opened that door. I opened that door. Why did John Riley, real John Cena, is back at all? Logan Paul shows up. They just slickly traded Logan Paul and LA Knight, and nobody knew.
It feels like it, don't it? Straight up trade Logan Paul for LA Knight.
Because I'm saying, like, why I keep seeing LA Knight on SmackDown? On Raw, and you know, I'm saying Logan Paul on SmackDown.
They did a loan program. A long-term loan program.
Man, I thought once Logan Paul was done with Randy Orton and Jelly Roll, he was going back to Raw. No, that man showed up on SmackDown and messed with John Cena. And before you knew it, Drew McIntyre came out and attacked him from behind. And QB1 is back to being QB1 again.
The one thing I'm going to say about QB1 is I'm so happy they didn't have him on Raw. They said he'll be back on SmackDown. I was like, that's what we need.
QB1 to save the day against John Cena.
Here I come to save the day. Cody Rhodes, I'm on the way.
So, in the main event of SmackDown, you had Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre teaming up against John Cena and Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes. And then on top of that, you get Logan Paul versus John Cena at Clash in Paris.
So excited, sarcastically speaking.
So I'm guessing we're saving Brock Lesnar for a bigger event.
I have my theories on that. We might not be saving Brock Lesnar for anything, but
then Motor City Machine Gun after a hellacious and thrilling tableizing chair match at SummerSlam. They got to go against the MFT. And I'm saying to myself, it depends on the 2 minutes of the MFT. It would depend on if they're the winner or not. Well, I knew JC Mateo was gonna be one of them. Would it be Tama Tonga? Nope, it was
Talatonga.
And I say, yep, Motor City, y'all losing this match.
Raise your fist. Raise your fists.
Yep, I knew exactly. When I seen Tala name pop up, I said, yeah, y'all lost. Y'all losing this match. I'm not winning. I'm sorry.
Somebody about to get their kick.
Now, if it was Tonga Law on the other side, y'all would have won. But not that 7 foot dude. Y'all not beating him. And sure enough, guess who got the pin? By the way, backstage we had DIY and the Street Profits go back and forth again. To where Nick Aldis was like, I thought after SummerSlam y'all have been done with this. But since y'all not done with this, DIY versus Street Profits this coming Friday.
He also said, I'm going to get control of the tag division back.
One way or another. By the way, why does everybody let DIY tell them why the Wyatts have the titles? And nobody points the finger at Johnny Wrestling.
Because they're too busy just wanting to beat DIY up. That's what it is.
Because it wasn't for Johnny Wrestling being scared of Eric Rowan, the Street Profits wouldn't have to defend their titles to the Wyatts the following week.
That doesn't fit their narrative, sir.
Oh, and by the way, B-Fat, whenever you want to kick Candace's head off, let's go for it. Me and Cool give you the permission to go ahead and kick Candace's head off at any given moment.
Oh, and by the way, B-Fab is the last person standing from the group. Didn't get kicked out. Didn't get released from WWE.
Solo had to run his mouth. Talking about he was ready. He's in his gear. He was ready for a fight and everything. And then nobody wanted to challenge him. So he, in the MIT, was going to walk away. Nagata said, whoa, there, Solo. You said you was ready for a fight, and it just so happened I found you an opponent. By the way, they happened to be in Montreal, out of all places. So guess who showed up? So guess who decided to make a trip? Home. Sami Zayn. And Sami Zayn beat the United States champion. Not title match. Title did not change hands. But he beat him. So, but Sami, you said you want to be a world champion. That means, and Cool McCain will definitely back me up on this. If you want to be a world champion, why don't you just get away from Solo right now? You beat him. Go focus on a world title.
Why are you even dealing with Solo?
You had your hometown pop. You got your hometown win. Now it's going to go on back to Raw. I'm just going to tell you that he wanted to come home.
Yeah, I mean, I know why. I know why.
I mean, you could be right, but I'm going to take it as he wanted to come home, see his peeps, give him a show. But you could be right. He might, you know, get a U.S. title match.
I don't want to be right. Sometimes you are right when you don't want to be right.
Now back to the Twisted Cream celebration. We had cake. We had dolls. And, you know, the Charlotte Flair's telling Alexa Bliss she can hug the queen. Let's make Cool laugh. And then Chelsea Green and the Hervis started to show up. I would give Chelsea Green this. Now reading some things about her. I must respect Chelsea Green. She chooses to look as dumb as she looks. She chooses to do these things. So I have to give her respect. So, by the fact that she opened her mouth, she got into a fight with the queen. And so, if you have Chelsea Green on one side and you have a queen on the other side, who do you think you're going for? Yeah, the queen. But Chelsea Green did get a full face of that cake. I want to know how that cake tasted, Chelsea. What are you daydreaming about there, sir? And then we get to the main event. Tag team match, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes and John Cena. Forget how this match ended. We got two separate storylines out of this match. Of course, Logan Paul and John Cena, because Logan Paul blew John Cena in front of the referee without a care in the world, and that's how the match ended. But more importantly, sir, Drew McIntyre tried to decapitate your boy head off.
At least he got a good challenger this time. Last time they gave him doodle juice, really. Not necessarily people, but how things were done in the 3 and 4 and 5 matches with the same person. It was ridiculous.
Good. I got 5 minutes left. Cool wanted to be different because he likes being different. But trust me when I say this, this was his moment of the week too. Let's go back to Monday Night Raw. The Women's Intercontinental Champion Becky Lynch made her ring. Tonight she's getting Becky Lynch back. Tonight she's getting Becky Lynch back. I don't care. I'm not calling her Becky. She's getting Becky Lynch back tonight. That's all I'm saying. She comes to the ring. You know, she's doing the whole heel thing. You know, she's got really a lot about Carrie and all this other stuff. Nikki Bella comes out. And we have a change of words between the two. We come to find out, I don't know if it's true or not, but it does make for a good storyline. Becky Lynch got Nikki Bella seen in Happy Gilmore 2 cut because she's Becky Lynch and she's not. Well, dang, Becky, you cutthroat like that? You can get other people's roles cut out? Even though she was only in there for like, what, 2 seconds?
All right.
But okay. Shots fired. I'm with it. Nikki called her a scared little girl. Nikki called Becky Lynch a liar like her husband. That got the crowd going right there.
That was cold blooded.
And she said, you know what? The thing is, between the two of y'all, people actually bought supply. Nobody cares about yours. Okay. Okay. Nikki coming with some heat. Becky stood there and said, don't talk about her and her husband. They are the greatest
her wrestling husband couple.
I wasn't going to say that. They are the greatest wrestling couple of all time. Okay. Then Becky stands there, thought about it for a minute. It's like, wait a minute. That would have been you and your... Woohoo! Wait a minute. The crowd's like, oh, this is the route we're going. Becky was not done. He said, oh, wait. You can't see him anymore.
The end of that was going to be yours.
Nikki Bella got flame bored by Becky Lynch. I said, oh, no. When the cameras immediately, let me say, when the cameras immediately cut to the crowd, oh, you did something. Dude stand up, mouth wide open, hand over his head like, oh my gosh. Oh. I went on social media. Dude. I don't know if we're in the same wrestling groups, but once I put that picture up, that conversation went blazing. I don't know, but she flame blow up like Burger King flame blow up Nikki Bella. I don't know how you feel, but I was like, yeesh.
That was a good one, I felt like. Real good one.
I was like, oh, she gets Becky Lynch back on this one. Dang. I ain't, I wasn't expecting them fireworks. I don't know about you, what you thought, because that was, I said, as long as nothing else don't happen on SmackDown, I know moment of the week already.
Yeah, I figured you were gonna go that way.
You could have went that way too. I mean,
there was other good moments that happened. I just had to pick another one.
That's like the moment of, that is the promo burn, whatever you want to call it, of the year.
So far. It's only August though.
We're in August, so we still got what? September, October, November. Yeah, what, 4 months to go? 4 months mm-hmm. and some change. Oh, it's gonna be hard to top that one.
We'll call it 4 months.
It's gonna be hard to top that one because damn.
It could be done though. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible when but when you have Nikki Bella can't speak, you most women say if I was Nikki Bella, maybe I have to throw hands on that one. forget a comeback. We gotta throw hands.
Well, you gotta remember it's all practice, so it's not like the first time she heard it.
I know it's not. But I'm just talking about people in the comments. And they're like, no, we gotta throw hands on that one. I'm sorry.
Well, let's go through those comments.
We gotta throw hands. I'm sorry.
So Yolanda has a couple things to say. She says they released the wrong one, talking about Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Then she says it should have been Grayson. And she also says, y'all seen. Y'all seen the story about the breakup of the Wyatt Six? Yeah, I believe it when I see it. Don't really matter though, but I believe it when I see it. She also says Becky did her thing. Can't even say nothing bad about that promo. She also says the hot husband. There you go. All right, good people. 8:02. The witching hour. It's time for Raw. I'm up out of here so y'all, the witching hour. So we can get y'all up out of here so y'all can check out Raw tonight in almost its entirety.
We understand you're ready for football season, sir.
Make sure you get back here next Monday. We'll be talking more professional wrestling. And we'll be, of course, talking about what happened with Emergence. Many other things. We have a legendary wrestler of the week, of course. Our promos of the week. All that good stuff. Stay tuned. Be ready. See y'all next week. Always make sure you tell 5 friends and 5 people don't like you. We upping it because we need to tell more people. And it's never where you start. It's always where you finish. Any last words, Playmaker? Oh, he left. I can't see him. I don't know where he went. So we'll go ahead and get out of here, good people. Holler at y'all next week. Have fun.